something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
These is the continuation of the message, Three Kinds of Wisdom.
Hallelujah. But the gospel is not in man's wisdom. It's not in your reasoning. Oh, no, it's not. You know, somebody's, you can think it out and say, well, if I want God to be pleased with me. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to behave well, do all the right things, and try to be better, then God will accept me. That is the wisdom of men. I'll try my best to be good. I'll try my best to be good enough. And then God can take over from wherever I fail. Somebody said, if my good outweighs my bad, God should accept me. After all, he knows I've tried. That's not the way God is. That sounds nice for man's wisdom. That's man's wisdom. It sounds nice. And when you express yourself like that to ordinary men, they say, yeah, that's good. You have some people that say, I'm a nice guy. I don't smoke. I don't drink. I don't follow women. I don't cheat. I don't do anything. I don't harm anybody. I'm a good man. I don't know why God would be angry with somebody like me. You see, that's human wisdom. The wisdom of men. It sounds nice. The man looks good. Look at Samuel the prophet. He arrived at Jesse's house. God had sent him to anoint one of the sons of Jesse. He saw the first son of Jesse, Eliab by name. And he said, wow, you know, the guy was huge, tall. He looked like a soldier. And Samuel said, wow, the Lord's anointed it right before him. And he wanted to anoint him. And God said, don't do it. Why? He said, God doesn't see the way men see. He said, man looketh at the outward appearance, but God looketh at the heart. God sees the heart. Men look at the outward appearance. And that's the way we make our decisions, because we don't have anything beyond the senses. It looks nice. It looks like gold. Oh, it's shining. Like somebody has said, all that glitters is not gold. But that's what we hear, even though we don't act it. It looks nice. So we weigh the two and we throw it up and say, this is heavier than this. I'll take this one. It's like Lot choosing the valley, looking green, and moved to the land of Sodom. But the Bible says God was angry with the people of Sodom, and he didn't know it. And you know the story, he lost everything. Hallelujah. Have you ever thought about wanting God to help you make a decision? Here you are trying to get into a particular company. You must work there. Oh God, I must get a job there. I must get a job there. You don't know God is planning to close it up. I must get a job there. You're fasting and praying. Until you get a job there, 2 weeks later, it's gone. The wisdom of men. Hallelujah. All right. right, look at verse 13, same chapter 2, verse 13. Let's read from verse 12. It'll be better. We'll read it 12 into 13. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. The things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak. He says we speak the things that are freely given to us of God. He says, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things to spiritual. See, when we speak, he says, we speak the things that God has given to us freely, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth. Man's wisdom teaches you that when you got pain in your stomach, you say, I have stomach pain. But we do not talk about the stomach and its pain with the words which man's wisdom teacheth. Oh, if you could get a hold of this. Hallelujah. Do you understand what I'm talking about? This is so important. We don't say, I was scared. I'm scared. As I saw it, I was so scared. You see, men, grown men, with children, say, it's scary. It's scary. Scary. I don't know why they love the language. I'm afraid I may not be there tomorrow. I'm afraid. What? Must you be afraid? I'm afraid. Are you coming? I'm afraid. I'm afraid. I'm afraid it will rain. I'm afraid. Must you be afraid it will rain? Do you have to be afraid? You see, we talk negatively. Man's wisdom. I'm broke. Man's wisdom. Words which man's wisdom teaches. But it tells us not to use the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth. He says, comparing spiritual things to spiritual. But we communicate wrongly. For 2 weeks now, you know, I caught the flu. You caught the flu. You should have let it go. Now you're wondering why you have the flu. You caught it. I have headaches. Why should it go? You're praying to God to take something away from you which you have claimed? I have headaches. And the Bible says a man can receive nothing except it's given to him from above. How did you have your headaches? I have headaches. I have. Must you have it? Can't you say, I feel headaches? You feel it. Yeah. And that doesn't change anything. But when you say, I have headaches, you've laid possession. You ought to say, I have my healing. Hallelujah. I feel headaches, but I have my healing. Glory to God. Not in words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth. Change your talk. You still there? Oh, glory to God. Man's wisdom. Man's wisdom is a failure. Romans chapter 16. I'm reading to you verse 18. For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. Deceive the hearts. He says good words and fair speeches deceive the spirits, the hearts of the simple. I want you to understand what it's talking about here. You see, there's a difference between your mind and your heart. Your heart is the core of your nature. That's the inward man. And when your heart is deceived, it means that you have a different lifestyle. Oh, I'll come to that. It says, good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. Talking about a certain group of people who use good words and fair speeches. Religious folks do. Religious folks. You know, and they are more outspoken than those who actually know the truth. That's the trouble. Most of the Christian books that have been written were written by men of the senses who knew nothing about the Holy Ghost. It's sad. There are not many Christian books available. You know, a lot of Christians want to read books, but most of the books they buy are the wrong ones. Written by men of the senses. Great scholastic minds. They're powerful, but they're empty. Empty. Empty biblical exegesis. Empty. All wrong. Terrible. And it says, such men serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly. In that they use good words and fair speeches and deceive the spirits, the hearts of the simple. And that's what Paul said when I came to preach to you. He says, my speech and my preaching was not with excellency of speech. He says, I preach to you not with words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. The demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men. Hallelujah. In the play of words by men. He says, I want your faith to stand in the power of God.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794 or participate in our online church at www.cebeninzone1.org on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Or send an email to lwrtransmissions@lovell360.com.